Yo, it's your boy, Venge here with...
Slimeball Jerry and...
Joker.
Yeah. So today we're going to be talking about,
video games, I guess. Video games.
What the heck, dude? Why'd he poke me with a whisker?
Okay, so...
Nope.
What games do you guys play?
I play Call of Duty a lot, but I play Fortnite every once in a while. How about you?
I play Fortnite, I play Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Mostly Fortnite.
And yeah, I mean, I play a couple.
No, don't stab me with a whisker. Games,
but that's just like, yeah. What about you, Alex? What do you play?
Zelda, Battlefront 2 occasionally. I never play Fortnite because it's gay. There's nothing wrong with being gay though. Gay is okay.
He just means he doesn't like it.
Yeah. Yes. But remember, gay is happy, so Fortnite's happy.
Yes.
That's what he means.
I hate happy. I play Smash once in a while.
Is that why he beat you?
And yes, that's basically it for me. Maybe some evolution.
Some Jurassic World Evolution.
It's actually pretty fun.
It is fun. I have it. I play it every once in a while.
If I could afford it, I would buy it. I'd let my T-Rexes
go loose. I'm
pretty
sure they lowered it to $50.
That's only a $9 difference.
But it's still like... From 60 to 50, I mean, that's $10 difference.
Mm, true.
Like, every little bit counts, you know?
Yeah.
Come on, Will. Be a little bit more grateful.
So, what do you guys think about games that are new and upcoming?
So, I'm really excited for Ultra Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. No, I'm just kidding. That's not a thing.
I feel like that'd be like the deluxe version. Just look at me.
The deluxe version for the Nintendo...
The Nintendo, Nintendo
Xbox. The Nintendo 2020. The Nintendo Xbox. What do you guys think about the new consoles coming out?
I think the Google one's going to be actually really good.
The Google one, I'm excited to see how it works out. Yeah. But what I really am, like, not hyped for is that since it plays everything online, you're going to have a really stable internet connection to play those types of games.
Then I can't have it.
Dude, literally. No, but have you seen, like the games that you play on your consoles now are because you downloaded them and you have, like, the actual game.
I have hard copies of them.
But there, you could play it on a freaking like Chromebook. I'm pretty sure. Like,
really?
Like it doesn't matter on the hardware of the computer.
Oh wow, that means I can actually plug it into my computer.
Yeah, you can plug it into your computer, but what you need is a really stable internet connection to actually, like.
I mean, a wired connection then, pretty much.
Not all wired connections, but yeah, like.
Pretty much though.
Like you would have to have a really good Wi-Fi, like in general.
My Wi-Fi crashes when I'm playing every like 10-15 minutes. It's really sad.
Yeah, I don't think that's for you, man. What do you think about the PlayStation 5 and the new Xbox coming out?
I mean, I feel like they're going to be like $500 and it's just going to kill the PS3 and PS4, bro. They're just like PS3s barely work now. As Venge here knows.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mine doesn't even work. It literally just turns on then just turns off. Same, and my Xbox is kind of, like, just broken.
What's kind of weird is that they're planning to release that new Xbox in somewhere 2020.
2020?
But, nice. Right? Yeah. I think so. I know the PlayStation 5 is coming out in holidays of 2020. So, a year and a half, boys.
Xbox might try to rush it.
They might. They try to rush the 360.
Yeah, that's an end. Well, my Xbox doesn't even work anymore.
Same.
But then again, I kind of broke some of the wires, but still, it didn't work before, so.
But.
What the heck is that? It's a fire truck.
No, but if it comes out next year, that still bring the question, why did they just release the new Xbox Elite controller for me? At least.
Hey, you should join the opera there, bro.
Like, in my opinion, why would they release a new controller when they're, like, just a year away from releasing the new console, you know?
That's true.
Shut up. Like. Yeah, that isn't working.
Let's get back on track.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys, for that. So, I'm pretty sure if they just released a new Xbox controller, they would have to make it compatible with the new Xbox.
That's true.
Because, like, why would they just release it? Just, like, end it.
I mean, I wish Xbox 360 controllers were compatible with Xbox One. That'd be pretty cool. Because, yeah, like, I have a lot of those.
You have a lot of those? Like, more than 10?
No, but I have quite a bit. A lot? That's too much.
That's too much? Are you sure about that?
Maybe it's PS3 controllers I have a lot of.
The freak out.
Sound like a dying dog. Okay. So,
shut the... Can I beat this kid up?
Hand me the paper.
Look, you said my name. Come on, Benj, shut up.
Dude, what the hell?
Whoa, keep it PG. Oh.
Whoa, bro.
Okay, so yeah, we just had like a minute of
nothing. It's not my fault you walked into his fist.
Okay, so... what do you guys think about... Shut up. What do you guys think about, like, children playing violent games?
Well, I mean, I feel like it's kind of a myth.
A myth?
Yeah. Because, like, it can train your concentration. Like, if you're playing Call of Duty and you're like... Well, I mean, I started at, like, 7, but still.
You say you started at 2.
Oh, yeah, I did. On the PS2. I was just thinking of the Xbox 360. I played with my dad. I played Ghost Recon. We fought the Vietnamese.
When you were two?
They were in the trees.
Okay.
We are hiding in the bushes. When they come, we go boom, 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 boom. We will hide in the bushes. When they come, boom, boom, boom. Hide in the bushes.
we get the point, Benj. That's a really cringy name. Okay.
Hide in the bushes. When they come, we go boom, boom, boom.
That sounds like when you're supposed to do an objective and you don't do it and the freaking NPC just keeps talking. You know?
Yeah.
Like, they're that way. 5 seconds later. Over there. 5 seconds later. Yo, they're over there.
And we go boom, 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 boom.
What the hell, man?
So
PG, bro.
What do you think about kids like overall in general playing video games getting addicted? I guess.
Well, if it's Minecraft, it's not an addiction. That's salvation.
Salvation from addiction.
Yeah.
You're getting
if you're addicted, dude. I play Minecraft 26/7. If you're addicted to Minecraft, it's a salvation from addiction.
Yeah.
But do you think, like?
If kids like Brian's age are getting addicted to GTA 5, then that's not good.
He's addicted to Fortnite.
If people like my sister's age.
Oh, yeah, that's my
your sister's age what?
10.
No, but what about that? What?
If someone of my sister's age gets addicted to something like GTA 5 or something like that, that's a bad addiction when it comes to gaming.
When it comes to gaming.
Yes.
Do you think...
I mean, Ninja is addicted to Fortnite.
Yeah, but he earns millions.
True, that's why he's addicted. If you make money for being addicted, it's fine. It's absolutely okay.
It's okay.
What's your favorite genre
in video games? Video games?
Story.
That's not a genre.
I don't think that's a story. I guess RPGs. You like RPGs, right?
Yeah, RPGs are pretty cool. Like
role-playing games?
I like sandboxes. Yeah.
Sandboxes are cool. I like Minecraft. I also like Terraria. Terraria is cool.
I suck at Terraria.
Roblox is a sandbox.
I mean, there's action games. There's like mystery. Like the best combination of games, in my opinion, would be like action, mystery, and like open world.
And open world.
Yeah, like open world games are the best because like
open world games are the best.
Definitely.
I like a lot of different types of games. I don't really like FPS games. Like, they're okay, but if I were to, like, go and, like, choose one game to play, I probably wouldn't choose FPS. I like third-person shooters, or, like, in general, third-person games.
I like first-person.
Like, I used to play a lot of Garden Warfare, Plays vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare.
Yeah, like open-world games, it's better to, like, third-person, for sure.
I've liked Fortnite. And, like, in general, a lot of games that are, like, third-person I've liked generally more than first-person games. He knew I was gonna do that. Boom, boom. What about you, Venge? What type of games, other than
story?
He loves Zelda. He has one of those crazy addictions to Zelda.
I like Red Dead.
You like Red Dead? Yeah. Do you have the game?
He does.
Yes.
Oh, you do? Really?
It's sad how the game ends.
It is.
I don't have that game.
It's really sad.
I've heard that it's a good game, though.
So what's the game? What's that one game called? It's that one zombie game. Well, there's like a million zombie
games. There's a lot of zombies.
There's a million zombie games. It's like there's
DayZ, Left 4 Dead, Dead Island.
It's like that one, like.
Is it like a real zombie game or is it like a cartoonish?
I'll be right back. Real.
Yeah, we'll talk about something else, so.
You know, on the topic of zombies, though, like, Black Ops Zombies was, like, the best. Nazi Zombies, you know?
I liked... Well, it might just be because, like, the first Zombies that I played and Black Ops 3 Zombies kind of sucks.
Yeah, Black Ops 3 Zombies. Like, Last Black Ops 3 is, like...
Last of
oh,
Us?
Oh, Last of Us. That game scared Last the crap of out of me for some reason.
What?
I don't like playing that. I was too scared.
I don't know if it's just me because I've only... The only other Zombies, Black Ops 3, and that kind of garbo. But I liked Call of Duty Advanced Warfare Zombies.
I haven't played the Advanced Warfare one, even though I have.
It cost money.
Yeah.
And my cousin kind of got one map, but it's pretty cool. I really liked it. I don't have it, personally, but...
I like the idea of, like, exosuits and zombies.
Yeah, it was cool. It's definitely cool.
So,
What kind of players do you hate on games?
Ooh, that's...
On online games.
Spammers. Dude, I was playing Mortal Kombat, and so I was playing as Takeda, right? He's like a... I don't know how to explain him. So, there's a character called Kenshi, and there's a version of him where you can use a demon. I always go against players who use Kenshi and just spam him, just spam the demon, and it just absolutely annoys me. Like, literally, he takes his freaking, what's the thing? A garden hoe, pretty much. A freaking scythe. What is it called? Scythe?
Yeah.
Scythe? He literally takes it, stabs you in the head. The demon, like, just stabs you in the head, pulls you up, and then stabs you again. And then you're like, okay, I'm trying to get up for this.
So they keep on doing that?
Yeah, they keep on doing it. It gets annoying.
I do hate spammers in Super Smash Bros. I've played Super Smash Bros. Online.
Leave.
I haven't played Super Smash much. I've only played like four times.
I've played Super Smash Bros. Online. Ultimate.
I just got the online.
Oh, you like, did? Thing. You actually yeah. did?
Yeah.
Yo, we should like 2v2. I'm just kidding. You would like... I would have to cure you. Anyways, so... So, I face this one really annoying type of player, which is a Ness spammer.
Oh my god, Ness spammers are the most annoying things on the planet.
If you've never played Smash before, it throws a fireball to the opponent. It stuns you there. It doesn't let you move or get out of there, and then they charge up their attack.
There should be a reload between all these things.
Yeah, because you can just keep on spamming them. And you can have, like, three hitting you at once. It's yeah, so it's annoying.
Just... And you can't get out of there.
There's like,
and
then, fire.
And then you know their recovery?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lightning ball, they'll spam that and be like a snake missile.
Yeah.
And it's even better because it's faster and like... Yeah, I don't like that.
That's why every time I play against someone online now, every time we see a Ness, I'm like, nope.
Yeah, out. I don't like Nesses.
The Pikachu, when they do the lightning bolt from above,
oh, yeah.
And they spam that, That gets on my nerves so much. And Nesses and Pikachus.
Dude, they are the worst spammers. Pikachu, because in the original, the Nintendo 64, it would come from the sky. Because now it spawns like a cloud and has like a height limit, you know?
Oh, dang.
Oh, yeah, so you could like jump over it. Because
like before, they would be like out of the screen, like on top, and you could hit them from there.
Yeah.
And it was super like OP.
Yeah. Now you could just jump over or something.
Yeah. Like that. Now it's, like, actually somewhat evadable.
Avoidable?
I want to say evade.
I mean, I feel like it might be a word.
I don't
evadable?
Know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure.
That is debatable.
I don't know.
I would just use avoidable. I hate it when when you know someone's a noob at this, and you know you're better, but you lose to them just out of pure luck.
Like when you, like, when they knock you too far or something?
Yeah.
Yeah,
just like for any game.
Dude.
Just like, you know they're a noob at this, but you still lose out of pure... But they still win out of pure luck.
Yeah, that sucks. That
and it really gets on my nerves.
Dude, like, it's just... Spammers are the worst type of players. Who cares about hackers? Literally, I mean, well, unless a hacker spams.
Okay, that's hackers is a totally different thing.
No, but like, there's some hackers that don't use God mode. They just... Or aimbot. They don't use God mode or aimbot. They just give themselves, like... I don't know.
You know what I don't like about Fortnite? When I go up against a spammer... So, I'm pretty sure most people have played Fortnite. But there's guns like SMGs and drum guns. So, basically, they'll just have like SMGs and drum guns. And they just spray at you.
Yeah.
Like, I've played creative. and one of my friend's stepbrother literally, like, only uses shotguns. Overbuilds, right? So you can build in Fortnite. He builds, like, forever, and then he'll just, like, spray at you. It's so annoying. So, like, yeah, that's something I hate about Fortnite players.
Man, it's just annoying when you get spammed. It's the worst thing ever. Yeah. It's just...
Do you think video games should be, like, more controlled on, like, the gore and stuff? Like, language in the games and everything?
I mean, it depends on the game.
They all have labels on them, though.
Yeah, but, like... I don't know.
Like, if they have at least... I mean, if kids obviously are going to be playing them, then probably... Like, if kids are going to... I mean,
kids, like, honestly, like, especially, like, smaller kids, younger kids... They play these types of games at a very young age. Like, I personally didn't, I didn't get a video game console until I was, like, in third grade.
I've been playing video games my whole life.
I couldn't play anything else besides Lego Star Wars until I was fourth in grade.
Oh, Lego Star Wars was the
best. Like,
I suck.
Nothing
at that game,
tops Lego Star Wars for me. Like, every time I play that, or not every time I, like, watch a video or something, because I don't have the disc anymore, it gives me so much nostalgia. It's just, like, a flashback of my whole childhood.
I used to play a lot of Wii when I was young.
Dude. I didn't get a Wii until I was,
it was
like,
all about archery, bro. And Wii Sports. Just
I liked Wii Sports Resort when you could fly the planes. That was my favorite.
I don't think I played Wii Sports Resort.
Yeah, I needed a Motion Plus thingy, but my controller came with it, so I was, like, all good. But I went to some people's house where they needed, like, the extra attachment.
Tennis, though.
Tennis was cool.
Oh, man. I like the noises coming from the controls. Like,
I like the sword fighting. The sword fighting was really good.
I don't think we had, like, really good controllers for that. Like, our sensor just sucked. Like, absolutely sucks. Like, we couldn't... I couldn't even aim sometimes. I'm using, like, a arrow or anything. I'd, like, swing, like, what the heck, bro? And then...
Yeah.
What do you guys feel about, like... What do you look forward to in a game?
Well, it really depends what type of game. Because, like, there's a lot of different types of games. Like, there's shooters, of course.
I want unpredictability when it comes to shooters.
In shooters, I just like... At least for me, like, good maps, good, like...
I just want a good combination of everything. Because,
like, I rarely play campaign in video games. Unless it's, like, only campaign, you know, like RPGs. But, like, in Call of Duty, I've barely ever played a campaign.
You should really play the campaign.
Like, I really don't do that. I mean, in Battlefront, I did the campaign. Battlefront 2.
Battlefront 2's campaign was actually really good.
It was good. I liked the campaign. It was, like, the first campaign that I actually played. Like, fully. It was the first campaign that I ever beat.
You need
beat.
To play the Black Ops campaign, bro.
Which Black Ops?
Just any Black of them. Ops? Well, maybe not Black Ops 3, but Black Ops 1 and Black Ops 2.
And
the Modern Warfare games.
I only have Black Ops 3.
You should get the original Modern Warfare Remastered. Oh, wait, you have it.
Yeah, I have Remastered.
You should play the campaign. It's really good. The ending is kind of sad, but... Yeah.
I played a little bit of Advanced Warfare when I had that game. Until my Xbox broke.
Uh-oh. That sucks.
Yeah, I got the red light of death. They should have, like, honestly... And the sad thing is...
Who cares about, like, a console coming out before you?
Like, the sad thing is, the Xbox that I had was, like, the newest Xbox 360.
It was, like, the black version of it?
No, go.
It was, like, the newest one. They said that they should fix that, like, they should have fixed it. The main problem was overheating. Like, they tried to, like, really pack in a lot of stuff. They should have at least made the console bigger. Like, you know... What do you think, like, what are you hoping for in the new Xbox, and PlayStation?
I'm hoping for a system where, like, it can, like, anticipate your gameplay and stuff. Like, it knows, I don't know how to say it, like, knows how you play and what style of games you play, and it gives you, like, a recommended games and stuff.
So, like, based on, like, what types of games you play.
And it can, like, match you with skill, like, just... Without, like, any downloading anything, it just matches people that have your, like, talent and everything, or...
So, skill-based.
Yeah, skill-based.
I'm not 100% sure, but I've heard that the PlayStation 5 is gonna be, like, 3 or 4 times more powerful than the PlayStation 4.
Wow.
So, like, if that's true... Like, native 4K? Yeah. Wow. I don't know. But, like, if that's true, that's really, like, good, you know? Like, I'm really excited for that. That's a big
step up.
That is.
I mean, that's going to take a lot like of power. Like, for everything.
Exactly.
Just imagine your
like, health. Like, especially the PS4.
But what I'm worried about, if that is true, it might have to be over $600. And that's, like, already a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. They make consoles kind of expensive sometimes.
Like, when the PlayStation 3 got released, what was it, like, $700?
Oh, yeah. That was crazy when PS3 first came out.
It was crazy. And then the Xbox was already better. Other than the Red Light of Death, the Xbox 360 was, like, better.
Yeah.
I just like how on the PS3, you got PSN for free.
Yeah, that was good. I'm pretty sure they had to do that, for, especially for, like, the price tag and everything.
Yeah.
For it coming out late and everything.
Oh, imagine if, like, the new Xbox and the,
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you.
Okay.
So, really you guys want to stop at like 30 or something?
He really wants to be in it.
Yeah, he does. We should probably let him in. I mean, he might know quite a bit about video games. Because, you know.
I just think Alex is jealous about
something. I need to open mine. I like how we're just doing this while we're recording.
That is, like, funny and sad at the same time. Guys, we're professionals, don't worry.
We're just eating ice cream.
I'm sure they do this all the time.
Oh, crap, I already took out the stick.
Yeah, I'm just doing this. Is this normal?
That's actually a good idea.
So, but, like, just imagine if it is 3 or 4 times more powerful than the PlayStation 4. Like, that would have to be, like...
Imagine if, like, you could, like, use your phone as a controller. I mean, it'd be weird, but, like, it'd be handy sometimes.
I've heard that the Xbox has that feature. It's, like, an app. And I've tried it before, but, like...
It does not work.
Yeah.
At all. All you can do is turn on the console and turn it off and everything.
I'm pretty sure there's also an app on that I'm pretty sure there's an app on that on PlayStation. But it's not, like, very good. Because, like, the phone is, like, a circle, like, an oval.
The pear phone. I got ice cream in my hand.
Do you think PlayStation should make their own, like, Elite controller?
I mean...
That could help them.
Because, like Xbox... That could help them.
The PS4 Pro should come with, like, a really, like, a great controller.
Because, like, the Switch has its Pro controller. It isn't, like, Elite Pro, but, like, it's a Pro controller.
But that Pro controller is, like...
A lot better than
It's designed, like, so well. It's, like, one of the best, like, controllers to use, like, ever. Like, it's easy to use.
And then the Xbox has their own Elite controller. Coming out with their second one.
And yeah, maybe if PS4 wants to compete with that, then...
Like, they're Scuf and everything, but, like, that's, like, a separate brand.
Yeah.
They should make, like, their own... They should team up with Scuf. Yeah, like, have, cool. like, a very, like, a... You know the sensor?
What sensor?
Like, the sensor and, like,
the touchpad?
Touchpad, that's what it's called.
Yeah, that's
like, what imagine if there was, like... I mean, it wouldn't be that good of a controller, but imagine if there was a controller that's just a touchpad, like... I mean, it's hard to explain.
I remember when the Steam controller came out. That was cool. I remember, like, it didn't actually have real joysticks. It was a touchpad. It was a joystick for the Steam controller. That was cool. I don't know how well it did, though. This is super weird.
Just eating ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay. That took 4 minutes.
That took 4 minutes?
That took 4 minutes.
That's... Where do I...
So.
Yeah. You were saying...
I don't know.
You don't know? If you could, like, ask for any game to be made, what game would you want? Like, a continuation of any game, like, a new series. What would you like?
Imagine having, like, a World War II style video game, but, like, in the future, in a way.
In the future? Like, with the same weapons, but, like, different maps?
Type it's, thing? Like, modified versions of the weapons. But, like, it's, like, all techie and stuff. And it's open... Dude, imagine if they made an open-world Call of Duty. Oh, my God.
Isn't that, like, Black Ops 4
Blackout sucks.
Blackout sucks?
Yeah.
All like, of them?
Sometimes you can't tell where the shots are coming from, and it gets really annoying because you're like, where is it coming from? They're looking in the direction, they don't fire, so you learn to turn around. No, wait. Then you're shooting at them, right? And like, I was playing against, right? I shot a dude, like, I loaded a whole entire clip on him. And like, I didn't miss a single shot. And he literally took out a freaking assault rifle, like, pew pew, and I'm dead.
It was, one thing. Okay. So, I'm pretty sure none of you guys know this, but like, there's, if any of you have played Smash, there's this one character that probably like, most people don't know where he came from. It's Pit. And Dark Pit, but like, that's kind of like similar. So, they had two games originally on like the NES and stuff, like almost 30 years ago. And they just stopped, and they made a game in like 2012 or something, 2013, which was on a 3DS. It wasn't that like not popular, but it wasn't very popular. I got it, and it's honestly probably, if not the, then like top three best games that I've ever played on my 3DS. It's so much fun, and I really wish there could be like a sequel or a continuation or anything for that game.
Just kind of like close it off in a way.
I mean, if it was for like, if I were to choose, I'd just like them to like keep on making new games of that. Yeah. Okay. What about you? What would you like if you could like have any video game? Like, if you could choose.
I'm honestly not too sure. I really. I'm think I'm pretty like.
Okay, with what's happening now.
With what I have right now.
Like, you really like stuff like Legend of Zelda, but that series is like, they're always making new games.
Yeah. So like, yeah, I know. I was going to say, like, a Breath of the Wild 2.
But that's already
coming out. So like, I don't know what to pick now.
Isn't it like the really cartoony one that's like Link's Awakening or something?
No, it's an actual sequel to the Breath of the Wild.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Is that just a different game that's also coming out?
Breath of the Wild 2?
No, Link's Awakening.
Oh, Link's Awakening, yeah.
Yeah.
That's just a remake of Link's Awakening.
An old one?
There was an old one, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. It
was a really old game. And they're just remaking it all cartoony and new.
Oh.
They're making a Breath of the Wild 2, like a sequel for Breath of the Wild.
Imagine if they like came together. Like
all the Zeldas.
No. Imagine if they like remastered all the Zeldas.
They've remastered a lot of them. They remastered Twilight Princess, Wind Waker, Link to the Past, Ocarina of Time multiple times, and now Link's Awakening.
I hear that one's a classic. Ocarina of Time.
Ocarina of Time is the best. That's the one I have on the DS. But yeah. I would love to have the Breath of the Wild 2. It's coming out. I think it's gonna come out on the Switch. It's not gonna come out for like another year. So unless they're coming out with a new console by then.
I think so.
Which they're probably not, because the Switch is still new.
I mean, like, it's in the second year.
It's only the second year.
It's a good console.
And Wii U's been out how long, like, before the Switch?
I think it's been out since, like, 2015, 2014.
So, yeah, then they'll probably...
The Wii came out, like, 2006 or something.
I Wii U.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wii U?
The Wii came out in, like, 2006.
I meant Wii U.
I know. But, like... I don't know.
So, however long the Wii U was out before the Switch came out, is probably around the same... that the Switch will have until they make their next console. Maybe even sooner, though.
Yeah. I don't know if this is just me, again, but, like, a big part of, like, what I played on the Wii and stuff was, like, Mario games. One game that I really liked was, like, the new Super Mario games. Like, the original one. I mean, I didn't have a Wii U, so I couldn't play, like, the new Super Mario Bros. U or anything, or, like, the Luigi one. But they haven't made one of those.
Were the side-scrollers one or the 3D ones? Side-scroller or 3D?
Side-scroller.
Side-scroller? Yeah. Like the newer ones? Like the newer side-scrollers than the Wii?
I mean, all of them. I just walked in it with a wallet and like...
Okay.
But I feel like they haven't made any of that. Like, they made a deluxe version on the Wii, but I'm on the Switch from the Wii.
Yeah.
But it'd be cool if they made a new one. Oh, that's just me. I haven't played Odyssey or anything, I mean...
I don't know, they did, they are coming out with Mario Maker 2.
Oh, wow.
To make all that.
Mario Maker is, like, a weird game, because it was initially on the Wii U, then it came on 3DS, and now it's on the Switch as well.
It's so on the Switch now?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. So they just, like, ported it to, like, all the other consoles.
And, yeah, they're making a Mario Maker 2, though, for the Switch. So that's gonna be, like, weird, I guess.
Weird. How would you? What would be like new in a Mario Maker 2? I haven't.
New watched. Stages, I new mean, like yeah, textures, new like just
new blocks,
new stuff. Items. Yeah, different items and stuff.
I heard there was a Koopa Troopa on a cart that's gonna be in the new Mario Kart.
You know what would be cool if they added like a 3D Mario mode. Maker.
That would actually. I don't think they're going that far.
No, but, and like, that'd be really cool.
I think that'd be really cool, though, yeah.
Because, like, I haven't played...
Like, the Galaxy, like, Mario Galaxy, something like that.
Because, like, I've never played... Well, I have played a little bit, but I haven't... I don't have New Super Mario... Not what the frick. 3D Mario World.
Yeah.
But I did play 3D Mario Land. And, like, everything was just so nice. Like, it was a good, like, game. And, like, how it fit with, like, the 3D style, it was really cool. And if they added that into 3D, I mean, into Mario Maker, that'd be pretty cool.
That would be.
Do you think they're making a new Mario Galaxy?
I'm not sure, Carlos. I honestly don't know.
I haven't played Mario in the longest time.
What Marios did you play?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No. Mm-hmm. I lost my DS.
I remember one time I was at my uncle's house. This was when I was, like, very little, like... 7 or something, I don't know, 6 or 7, and my uncle had the Wii U, or the Wii, not the Wii U, the Wii, and he invited me to play New Super Mario Bros. On there, and he got mad at me, because he said it was a team game, and I was, like, not helping, but then one time he came to, like, babysit us, I guess, because my parents were out on a trip, and... He bought it for us, but, like, he made me pay it. It was weird.
That's not very nice. He bought it for you as a gift. He's like, here, I spent $30 in this, now give me $40.
No, for shipping it was, like, $20, but, like, still. And, yeah, we got it.
So he bought it as a gift, and then he's like, give me my money.
No, like we bought it, but, like...
But like, he bought
paid
it.
For it, but then we gave him the money.
But did you guys ask him to?
I don't remember. No, I'm pretty sure we did.
Okay, if you did, that makes sense. But if you didn't, and he's like, oh, here's a gift. Give me $30.
No, it wasn't like that, but, like, still. And I mean, I played that a lot. I really enjoyed it. I would play it when I went to my... during summer, when I go on my trips, you know. I've played it there.
Rich kid.
It's literally a drive. We don't
rich
even
kid.
Drive.
Rich kid over here.
If I was a rich kid, I wouldn't drive for 18 hours.
Dude, we're just in the hood over here, and you're just
yeah, in the
rich
hood,
kid.
Yeah, in the hood. She says, that was a totally random question.
That is a random question. Just put your foot up to mine. It's like, who has a bigger shoe size?
What's your shoe size now?
9.
You're 9?
9.5.
I'm 12 and a half.
Jeez, Ferdinand.
8.
You're 8? Oh my god. You children have... Well, yeah, your feet are tiny, and you're tiny.
That's kind of mean.
What the heck?
He's only an inch shorter.
Then
I'm 5'6".
Yeah, I'm 5'10", and or almost 11.
What were you?
Like 5'8 and a half.
I'm 5'6".
Yeah, there's like a difference. So, what else?
I think that's it.
That's it?
You guys want to end it?
So, yeah, just before we end it, I want to say one quick message, guys.
Hi. He's pregnant.
Not pregnant. But did you know in Sims, you have an option where you can make guys get pregnant?
Why would I want to know that?
I don't know. My brother just, like, found out. And it was, like, really... Yes, in Sims 4. What's
that? I have The Sims.
It's a game. You don't know what Sims is?
What is it?
I don't know what Sims is.
Sims is, like, a game where you can make your own characters and, like, you can work. It's, like, a real life game. And
guys can get pregnant?
There's an option where you can... put it on and guys, I didn't know until like a week ago. It was super weird.
So then you automatically just made the guy pregnant?
No, but like when you, guys get pregnant.
I don't think we needed to know that. So what was your quick message?
No. But, well, he said I was pregnant, but it's not true. No, so.
Baby.
For every person that smokes, does drugs, gets drunk, anything.
Hit me up.
A puppy dies. Or a kitten. So, don't do it, guys. Don't smoke. Don't drink.
Don't do drugs.
Don't do drugs.
Stay kids, safe. Don't do drugs.
It's not okay.
Don't go down that path.
I mean...
Once you go down it, you'll never be able to crawl yourself out.
Really?
You'll never be able to crawl yourself out?
That's like depressing. If you're like, all right. What if there's somebody that's doing that and listening?
Literally, well, I hope, like, you're sorry for yourself.
Just don't do it. Don't do it. Don't smoke.
Don't end up like that one guy that's listening to this right now. That he smokes and does drugs
and drinks.
And drinks.
And kills kittens.
Whoa.
We don't want to go down.
All right.
That's a little extreme.
Yeah. I think that's all we have to say for today, you guys. You guys
thanks for listening. Don't be crazy like Fernando.
Wait. Oh, it didn't end. By the way, guys, we had to do like 30 tries before this. Just like letting you know if you got all the way to this part.
Because Venge.
Yeah, Venge kept on ending it.
All right, well, don't do drugs.